This is fucking so stressful.
Dude, you have no idea. Try living it.
Quick question. Why does Joe hate me? What did I do to Joe? He blocked me because of that? Apparently, did they find Carol Baskin's husband? No way. Are you crazy?
Always something. Like, I wasn't allowed to do this, or I couldn't do that. I couldn't hang out with these people, and...
What's going on, you little chicken parmesaners? Welcome back to the podcast. Look, today's episode is coming out on Friday, so this is a double banger this week. We're going crazy, but we thought we'd bring out an early one because we have my good friend Dylan Passage. What's going on?
How's it going?
How are you doing? You're going crazy. Second season of Tiger King is out now, and you played a pretty big part in it. I tried to watch it last night, but I was a little bit drunk. But right. I did see you and Jeff in the first bit, and then I fell asleep.
We were in it for like a whole minute. I mean, whatever, yeah, you're like walking in the hotel room on your birthday.
Yeah, legit. Yeah. We hugged, but because I look so different because I got a beard now. So everyone's like, is it, people are asking me like, is this you? I was like, yeah, I just look way different. It was crazy. So, cause you came to LA for like a split weekend. And I remember when you guys pulled up on me, and I thought I was on a border security show because you guys jumped out of the car and like started running at me with cameras. And I was like, this is where I get fucking deported. Like, this is it. And then obviously we hung out and we had a very, very big night.
Chris was there, you know? So he was like, Harry's going to be at this gas station right here. Like, let's go surprise him. So they were like, you go hide by the door. And then like, yeah. I saw you see the cameras and I was like, oh shit. And then you were like,
no,
shitless.
No, I was terrified. And on top of that, there was the part that I also cut out was everyone surprising me with like my car for my birthday. But then the next day I realized that you guys just put it on my fucking card. So I had to pay for my birthday present.
I didn't even know it was happening. They were just filming for it. So they were like, hey, like, come test drive Harry's car. And I was like, I'm not driving his car before he even gets it. Like, no. So they put me in this other little like sports car thing, me and Chris.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, that was literally last year. It was so long ago. Mm-hmm. Have you done any more filming since then that you can talk about?
No. So, I mean, I think the interviews I did in LA were the last ones that I did.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially for people who aren't familiar with, so Tiger King was possibly one of the biggest shows in the world that went down last year with this guy called Joe Exotic, who doesn't like me, hates Jeff, very angry man in prison.
Very pissed. He hates you too. Yeah.
Yeah. Hates me so much. Got me blocked. I was like trying to be nice. He called Jeff a piss ant. Yeah, so for people aren't familiar, Dylan was married. You were married. You're fully divorced now. Yeah.
Going through the divorce. I'm trying to get it done as quick as possible. I'm trying to get it done. Yeah.
Oh shit. So kind of what happened ever since the first season to now, like what's kind of been going on? Like a little bit of a summary, I guess.
Like with me?
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you play into all this?
So I don't know. After LA, you know, I mean, God, I don't remember. What was that, like July, August? When's your birthday?
May.
Yeah. Months off. <Shit. laughs> So after that, I think maybe I did do a little more filming, like an interview in Dallas.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was staying away from the media. I didn't really get involved. I mean, my life was already blown up and like my personal stuff was like everywhere, you know, and TMZ's stalking my ass, you know. I got my DUI and God, not even 5 seconds before the handcuffs are off, you know, like they're already posting a thing and I haven't even been processed yet. So it's like all of my life is just constantly being like drilled and drilled and drilled. So I just took a step back from like social media and everything. And then I met John on New Year's. We were talking a little bit on Instagram prior to that, but whenever I started like really getting to know him, I like told Joe, you know, I was like, I found somebody else, you know, I can't wait forever. You know, he didn't get the pardon that New Year's. So that's what we were hoping for. So I was like, okay, it's time for me to move on. I got to go do something different. And then, so then the world knew I was going to get a divorce and me and Joe were separated. literally and figuratively. But
yeah,
and they all met John, and then they put him on Tiger King 2. And I was like, had no idea that was going to happen. And like the scene right before they show us, Joe's like, it's like a recording of Joe, and he's like, I lost the zoo, I lost my house, I even lost my husband. Somebody else got that too. And then it showed
God.
And then it showed a picture of me and John kissing, like that I have on Instagram.
Oh, so, no.
it was hilarious, dude. But yeah, it's been good. You know, I've just been kind of focusing on myself and like what I'm going to do in the future. And then this dropped. So now I'm like rolling with the punches on this. So.
Yeah, because I remember when we were talking, and I remember that when the show started blowing up and I DM'd you, and you were kind of just like, not really, you're just like, I'm not really about this life. Like, you've very much enjoyed just being with your friends and like just living life how you should. And then all your personal shit just got like blasted online. And then obviously Joe was like saying stuff about you. And like, I remember just being there, I was like, damn, like this fucking sucks. Like, number one, like, you're in a relationship with someone in prison, like you're trying your hardest to like make things work, and then he's also like coming at you and your friends like, online
just constantly belittling. Like, I couldn't even, when I was in LA filming with you, like he was freaking out the whole time, you know, like I don't know, it was just always something. Like, I wasn't allowed to do this, or I couldn't do that, I couldn't hang out with these people, and you know, he wanted me to sit at home and like play my video games forever. Like,
yeah, which is like kind of, well, it's silly. It's also like the fact that you're being transparent when you could, and like open and honest, and like, hey, like this is what's going on. When you could easily just hide it all and be like, oh yeah, I'm at home, which is, you know, not the right thing to do. So it's very like honorable that you would even like, be like, hey Joe, look, I love you, but like, I need to figure shit out. I need to be like a human.
Yeah.
So what is being on? So the season one kind of pretty much just like wrapped up that you guys were together. He got put in prison. Now, season two, there's a crazy stuff going on. Apparently, did they find Carol Baskin's husband as well?
No, they haven't. But, like, watching this season, I learned so much new stuff. Like, Carol was that crazy bitch who went all the way to freaking Costa Rica to see what her husband was doing, you know? And that's what she found his girlfriend there living in the house and all this stuff. It was just a whole thing.
Craziness.
So, I mean, it's like every episode you learn something new. And, like, I was married to somebody who was a part of that life, and I had no idea. And like, it's just crazy, dude. But something happened to Don, because it's just weird. Like, in Costa Rica, she said, you know, he went to Costa Rica, he went to go live with his girlfriend, whatever, like they have properties. Yeah. But like a week after he disappeared, she sold all the properties in Costa Rica. So it's like, come on, lady, like you need to figure out what you're gonna do.
Yeah. Something's not adding up here. Yeah. At all. No, I honestly, like, I started getting into it, and then again, like, I keep falling. I'm the worst when it comes to watching shows or like movies or anything. Like, I get so annoyed when I go on like long flights somewhere, because I was like, damn, this is the time when I get to watch a movie, but I always fall asleep, like, no matter what. And I was like, I have to watch this. But my question is, do you, like, is it weird, like, being married to someone, right? Like, and knowing so much about this person, but now you know every single aspect of like every other part of their life and like shady shit that was going on, or like other stuff that was like, is it like mind blowing?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a mind fuck. I mean, when I met Joe, I mean, I was an addict anyway. And so I wasn't really paying attention to everything going on. And I mean, we got married like 2 weeks after we met. So, you know, it was like little by little things were like just becoming apparent to me. And then like,
yeah,
I thought I knew everything. And then Tiger King season one dropped, and I was like, what the hell, like I didn't know that. And then the season two just dropped, and it talks all about Joe's childhood, and I was like, oh, I had no idea any of that shit even happened either, you know. And yeah, there was like a lot of deep stuff that he kept hidden,
yeah,
that he didn't want, you know, the world to know. But you know, after being in prison, I guess he was just sharing it for everybody. But for me to see that and like realize that like there were so many secrets hidden from me, and you know, I mean, it kind of makes sense, because he was super controlling in our marriage anyway, and I was limited to a lot of things, and like dealt with a lot of like belittling, and like he just constantly on social media, I mean, you've seen it, like he just rants and rants and rants, and it's like, you're not supposed to do that to somebody you care about no matter what, you know. And like, it's just one thing after the other. So I'm free. I'm a free bird, and I'm just going to live my life and do whatever I can out of this stuff, you know?
Well, that's the thing. I was going to say, like, you look happy, you look healthy. Where are you living now? You in Florida or no?
No, so I moved back to Texas. Me and John, we have a house here.
Oh, nice.
But we're going to go back to Florida in mid-December, maybe early January. So it's kind of like a back and forth thing.
Yeah. Are you getting hate or anything online from the second season?
I mean, not really. I mean, you have those people who are like, they'll send you DMs. They're like, you're a bitch and blah, 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 blah. Like this dude, he was like, you're a piece of shit. You're a monster. And then like, I just went to look at his page and like in his bio, it's like Hakuna Matata, like move the fuck on and get over it. And so I screenshotted his like page to him and I was like, Hakuna Matata, bitch, move the fuck on. Like, but it's just like those stupid people who want to just like throw in their two cents over nothing, you know? Or like I have people commenting on pictures I posted like 3 years ago. They're like, where's Joe? Yeah. Like, I didn't even like, what do you mean? He's in prison. Yeah. Where else is he? Have you seen the show?
It's just so unnecessary. So what's kind of happening with you and Mr. Exotic at the moment? Like, I know you said you're going through a divorce, but how did that kind of come into play? Like, was it from meeting John, or were you kind of like a little bit over being like put down and like before?
So I mean I was over for a long time, you know, with Joe constantly belittling me and just like talking all this mess on social media. But you know, I stuck with him because I was like, I can't leave you in there. But I always told him, I was like, if I ever find somebody that, you know, makes me happy and makes me want to like fall in love, like that's what I want to do. And so I met John, you know, and I was like, those feelings are there. And we're still going strong, happily. And, you know, he's my age, so that's good too.
There's a massive age difference between you and Joe. How?
Like 35 years or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot.
Obviously, so I didn't marry him because he looked good, all right?
Yeah.
That wasn't it.
How did it kind of come into play with getting a divorce? Like, did Joe kick and scream, or was there
So I mean, he was like, you're not going to get anything, you know, you're not getting anything out of the divorce. I was like, okay, like, I don't care. I just want my car. It was a birthday gift. His attorneys know it was a birthday gift because it came out of the account that they ran for him. And, you know, but without me knowing, he put a lien on it. So I couldn't do anything with the car, even if I wanted to. Like, it's in my name. Like, I have the title, but it says like Joseph Maldonado Passage, like lien holder. I'm like, what the fuck? So I was like, all I want in the divorce is my car. I want you to take the lien off my car. And he didn't want to do that. So then his attorney bought my car for 15 grand. And then, and I was like, fuck it. Like, it was a gift from Joe. I don't want it anymore, you know? And now he's trying to give it. Now he's trying to give it to this new little Playboy set of his, and I'm just like, whatever. What,
Joe's
dude.
Got
like,
a new Playboy?
I guess so. His name is Seth.
In prison? No.
Well, I guess he had a boyfriend in prison too, but.
Oh, yeah, so he was. Really? There was shit going on behind your back?
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I mean, I don't really care either. Like, it's like, have fun, dude. I'm done. But so like, all I wanted in the divorce was my car. So. And he didn't want to agree to it. So I'm like, okay, now my attorneys are going to be going for all I can get out of him. So
this is fucking so stressful.
Dude, you have no idea. Try living it.
Dude, I couldn't even imagine. And then all your shit being like blasted on social media and on Netflix as well. Like, it's crazy. So what, Joe was like hooking up with people behind your back in prison?
I mean, I guess so. That's what I was told, but I mean, I don't care. Like, that's all right. Like, I mean, obviously we're still married and I'm fucking John, you know? So it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Fair. And, at this point now, like, you guys aren't talking at all. Like, you want nothing to do with him. You're wiping your hands.
No, I got a new phone number, new, Apple ID, like new everything. Just like,
wow.
No contact whatsoever.
Do you regret being with Joe at all?
No, I mean, look what's happened, you know? I mean, obviously, like, good things have come out of being married to him. He got me sober, you know?
He did
help save my life. So, I mean, I'll always be grateful to him for that. But it's like, he saved my life, but it came with a cost. because the entire marriage, it was like, I had no say in anything I did or what, who I talked to. Like,
yeah.
So it's like, I'm free. Like, he helped me, but I pay the price for it. And now I'm done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do you talk to anyone else that's on the show? Like any of the other people?
Doc Antle. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have him in season two, but Doc Antle, he still texts me sometimes and, you know, says I'm welcome to go up to the reserve anytime I want. And
yeah,
he's really cool.
Yeah. That's sick. And I guess the other people that on the season, did you see any like a different side of them that you didn't like, or was there any like eye opening things where you just like,
this isn't okay? Everyone in the show was exactly who I thought they were. I mean, Jeff and Lauren, obviously they flip sides, you know, at like the end of the series, they're like, we're Team Joe. I'm like, you fucking idiots. You put him there. Like,
yeah, shut up. Yeah.
Dude, it's insane. It's just insane.
No,
these people are such hypocrites, and you know, I can't believe I was involved or like associated with them. Like, it's just completely out of left field. Like they're just sick individuals, dude.
Quick question. Why does Joe hate me? What did I do to Joe? Apart from comment nice things on his photos.
Because we had that cute little picture, you know, that I posted.
He blocked me because of that? He blocked me because of that?
Yeah.
No way. Are you crazy? What the hell? I should send him like a letter or something.
They moved him to Virginia. They moved him to like Virginia or North Carolina or some shit. So you have to get a new address.
No updates. He's not going to get out.
I have no idea. You know, he thinks he's getting out at the end of the year this year, but I mean, he thought he was getting out 4 years ago too. So
how long is his sentence?
22 years, I believe.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How long has he got left?
I guess like 18, but I mean, they're working on an appeal. So he's going to have to go to trial again. And they could give him the same sentence or lesser sentence or just cut it out. But, you know, either way, you know, I hope he gets out for him. I mean, it sucks to spend the rest of your life in prison. Like, I can't even imagine, you know, and there's a possibility that he has cancer. You know, he says he does, but, you know, I haven't seen any medical records. Yeah. So.
Well, did he say that publicly? Has that come out?
Yeah. 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 So, I mean, he's put it out there, but.
Fuck.
I don't know if he actually does have it though, have cancer. Yeah. Like he said he did like a few years ago too, you know, but.
Yeah, that would honestly be a very, very sick thing to make a
but
joke
if,
about.
Yeah. If he does have cancer, you know, that's why he does need to get out, because he's not going to get the right treatment from in prison.
Yeah. So of course. Damn, that is so stressful. Well, On the brighter thing, so what's new with you? You're in Texas, you're living life. I see you got OnlyFans now. You're going crazy on there. What's happening on there? You getting your meat out?
Not yet. I mean, there's the most skin picture I've showed so far is like I'm completely naked, but like I'm on my knees and like in the mirror you could see John like taking the picture behind me. But it's like my ass is out and it's like a perfect little heart, and then you can see my balls hanging down there. So that's like the most skin I've done, but it's gonna get more interesting, and there's gonna be, you know, some videos posted, and just like people need to subscribe. I mean, it grew way more than I thought it would. I mean, my following on Instagram is mostly gays, so I mean, it picked up pretty quick. I mean, I've never like used OnlyFans or like went to look at somebody's profile. So I don't know, you know, I didn't know like any of the structures really. So that took me a second. And but it's coming along. It's coming along, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see how well it does.
That's exciting. Yeah. It's honestly, OnlyFans is so interesting. Like, I probably subscribe to so many people's OFs. Like, I'm a OnlyFans addict. but what else are you working on? You got any cool things, or are you just laying low? Are you like, this is it? I'm done with my limelight.
You know, I mean, the ultimate goal is what I want to do is like flip houses. So I want to get into real estate, but you know, I'm just gonna ride this out a little bit till we move to Florida, and then kind of start digging into to that kind of business.
Of course. Yeah, we're on to brighter, bigger and better things. No right. more Mr. Crazy Joe Exotic trying to ruin no. your life.
Uncaged.
Uncaged. We're getting our cheeks out on OnlyFans, letting the balls dangle a little bit.
Hell yes.
Where can people find you, Dylan? What's your Instagram? What's your handles? What's your OnlyFans?
I mean, my Instagram is like at Dillert underscore LCLM. So it's D-I-L-L-E-R-T underscore L-C-L-M. And my OnlyFans is just onlyfans.com/DylanPassage. Check Perfect. It out. Give me some love and your money. And you'll probably see some dick. So.
Oh, shit. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. It's always good catching up. It's good to see you. You look very healthy. You look very happy. And I couldn't be more proud of you. I just want to say, again, thanks for just being awesome and being a great friend and coming on and talking about this. If you did enjoy today's episode, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. And we will see you on Tuesday. Thank you so much for tapping in. Woo!